Mucho. We're gonna just talk about this coronavirus situation, because this situation right here has become a pandemic. That's become a pandemic. When you think about pandemics, think about madness, conspiracies, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. I'm saying madness, conspiracy theory, frightened people, scared people, people running the streets, you know, people being obsessed. I mean, people obsessed with their safeties, loading up on 40 packs of toilet papers, 50 packs of waters, 100 packs of whatever that you like, whatever it is, Budweiser's, Bud Light, reefer, whatever you want to do. You feel the pressure that this situation might come close to you. It might touch close. It might hit home. It might happen to you or somebody you know, somebody you love. You know what I'm saying? So it's just tough. You don't know what's going to happen. Entertainment, sports organizations is being closed down. Public events is being closed down, concerts is being canceled. What else we got? You know, the Olympics, you know, travel bans. You can't take flights to China and Europe at this point. I'm not sure about Africa or South America or any Russia or any other regions, but so far Europe. China has been banned. I would think that they should ban all places at this point. That sounds scary, but they should ban all places because just the spread is everywhere. We don't want to just can entice and spread if this is what's really going on, which I don't know at this point. All right, I'm just confused with this whole situation, man. Looking at maps where it's affecting. You know, I'm looking at maps where it's affecting majority of the world. Then I'm looking at some maps where some places is more affected than some maps, a few places. Some things saying it's not that affected. Some things are saying 100,000 people confirmed cases and 4,000 deaths. And, you know, that's what's happening right now. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm kind of feeling real. It's making me feel surreal with this shit. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know. I feel like I'm being played. I feel like it's a joke. Not a joke, but I feel like I don't know how real it is, but then it is real. It might be real. I feel like it's real. I just can't put no logic to it. My feelings tell me that, okay, this might be something very serious at this point in time. Brain tell me, okay, I gotta hold out for more information and know more things about it before just so I know. You know what I'm saying? So I know how to treat this, like, at the same time. I know that I gotta be safe and watch out for certain things and don't do certain things and take extra precautions and all that. At the same time, I don't know at what level this shit is. Make it to a point where shit is purging and shit. I want to kind of be ahead of the game. I don't want to be at the last minute and wait until more military people is knocking on my door and telling me I got to go somewhere or telling me I can't leave and I got to contact them every time I want to leave or do anything. I want to kind of be ahead of the time and be able to prepare. But at the same time, in this way, it's like media driven. The more crazier it looks, and the more even me getting more scared about it because of NBA, not just because of NBA, but businesses decide to close, no liability is a factor. Just I don't know what else is going to happen. So it don't even matter if it affects me or I know anybody that catches it or I catch it. It's really the fact that, okay, regardless if that happens or not, regardless if any of this shit is real or not, things are still going to happen. They're going to still take precautions, which might get serious. If I mean, public places is pretty much closing down. And what made me mad in some way too, when mass shootings and all this other shit happened, they don't close public places and all that shit. And a lot of other shit happened, like car accidents and all the other leading causes of death. They not shutting shit down and re-regulating shit that much. So it just made me think that no matter if the coronavirus is a deep pandemic or not, this is just their excuse to do some type of agenda that they got going on to knock off a certain percentage of the population, man. Or just put everybody under some type of quarantine shit so they can unify their one world government. I don't know, man, at this point. And it's pissing me the fuck off because I don't know what I'm tired of y'all playing with us because y'all should have just left us the fuck alone in the first place. And we don't have to worry about this dumb shit that they keep doing to us. Just let niggas live. That's the problem, man. And y'all gonna pay for this shit regardless. Whoever deserves to pay for this shit, gonna pay for this shit. Top to bottom. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm with it, with too. This shit made me scared. I don't wanna die from this shit that nobody got no, but at the same time, fuck y'all. Y'all playing with life. Man. And that's what I gotta say about the coronavirus. That's what I gotta say about the coronavirus. You get my raw feeling, because I don't know. I'm going to do an update. I really don't know. So if you listen to this on your way to work or from work or chilling or whatever, just try to be safe, be cautious. You know what I mean? Can't shake niggas' hands no more. That's why I've been just dapping dudes. You can't even do that. Don't dap, don't do none of that. Just say, hey, you know what I mean? Just do what you do, man. Hopefully nobody you know love gets affected. Let's hope the people that are affected, hope they make it through it. I think it's gonna affect have weak immune systems and things of that nature more so than others, but it's still worth taking precaution since they labeled it a pandemic. Hopefully y'all can hear me. That's and all that. I hope y'all keep supporting my podcast. Check out my YouTube channel. Same name, Just Vision. Look me up. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We got movies on the way. We got books on the way. You know what I'm saying? We just got everything that's coming soon. Whether the coronavirus is coming or not, we still got plans for the near future that we're working on every day. I'm saying, so regardless, that's going to happen. I don't give a fuck about the coronavirus. I'm going to get what I want to get off this shit before I'm off this shit. So, you know what I mean? That's how I feel about this shit. I'll be on the lookout for a lot of big shit. Just, I mean, just make sure you stay tuned in with me now, man, because it might be too late, man. You know what I mean? It might be too late. You might need me. You might need me at one point in life, man. Coronavirus shit ain't no game, so a person like me is a great ally. I'm trying to make allies at this point in time. If you want to stay together at this time, man. So if you are, if you got certain shit, I love your head, all that. You know what I'm saying? If you're dollar, you're an actor, you make music, if you do comedy, if you want, any type of thing you got that's like, just holler at me for anything, man. Just Vision YouTube, just_vision_ on Instagram. One of the most entertaining people that you can find on the internet. One of the most intelligent people that you can find on the internet. You know, one of the people that broke the coronavirus story before anybody spoke about it. One of the people that. Just one of them. I'm just that one of them dudes, man. I'm just one of them dudes. You, one of them dudes that you gotta salute. When you see me, you should salute me, man. You should thank God. You should kiss the ground and thank God that you're in my presence, man. That's how I feel. Like, hey, so y'all subscribe to the podcast and show me some love, man. Yo, salute.